School choice has hit yet another hurdle in the Republican-led Texas House. It's Friday, May 12, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thank you for listening to the Texas Minute. I'm Brandon Waltons, filling in for Michael Quinn Sullivan, who we'll hear more from in just a moment. But first, here are some of the top stories in Texas right now. Legislation to expand parental choice in education has experienced yet another setback in the Texas House as the clock ticks on the legislative session in Austin. Passed by the Senate over a month ago, Senate Bill 8 by Senator Brandon Creighton would fund education savings account at $8,000 per student a year that parents could use to send their children to the education institutions of their choosing. Now, in addition to creating ESAs, Senate Bill 8 would expand parental rights by standardizing the district grievance process, requiring consent for any psychological tests, and prohibit the teaching on sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, while the bill has stalled for over a month in the House, a new version, known as a committee substitute, is being proposed that would further limit the number of students the bill would apply to, as well as remove the parental protections on radical gender ideology in school curriculum. But even this further watered-down version is having issues in the House. While committees are required by the House rules to give 3 days' notice before meeting, it is customary for House members to grant exceptions so that committees can pass bills out, especially in the final days of the session. When the chair of the Public Education Committee recently attempted to do just that, however, the House voted 65-76 against their meeting. Now, the bill will wait till Monday. Texas lawmakers have delivered legislation to the governor's desk that strengthens state and local officials' authority to investigate, prosecute, and prevent child sex trafficking, a multi-billion-dollar racket that is one of the fastest-growing organized crime activities in the country. In 2016, an estimated 79,000 minors were victims of sex trafficking in Texas. Senate Bill 1527 by Senator Joan Huffman, which includes several provisions to crack down on criminals who sexually exploit children, was finally sent to Governor Greg Abbott earlier this week. The legislation increases penalties for certain sex trafficking and child pornography crimes, allows more evidence to be considered during prosecutions, and adds protections for trafficking victims. Now, here is a report filed by Michael Quinn Sullivan from Juarez, Mexico, late yesterday.
Thousands of illegal aliens are flooding north to and past Texas border with Mexico. Throughout the day Thursday, I witnessed them crossing the border south of El Paso without any resistance or even consequences as federal and state officials looked on. In fact, illegal aliens had brazenly cut through freshly laid razor wire to enter holding areas established by federal officials. After entering these holding areas, the illegals could be seen queuing up in a fairly orderly fashion and waiting for 15 passenger vans driven by the Border Patrol or other law enforcement agencies to ferry them into El Paso for processing and release. Throughout the day, individuals could be seen running toward holes cut in the wire of holding areas. They weren't being chased, but rather attempting to get in line ahead of others who were reportedly coming behind them. A state trooper from the Houston area assigned temporarily to border duties told Texas Scorecard he was there to help Border Patrol in whatever jobs they had assigned to them. But he made it clear he had not been given permission or orders to do anything else. The situation doesn't appear to be getting any better. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Another public Texas university is promoting critical race theory and other divisive racial ideologies to students. A new report from investigative journalist Chris Rufo explains how Texas A&M University is expanding its diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts across all college departments in a, quote, stunning process of ideological capture. Rufo shared documents from A&M's Office of Diversity describing the university's Academic Affairs Climate and Diversity Committee, which is implementing the school's diversity plan. Another document shows how university leadership embraced the idea that Texas A&M is a, quote, systemically racist institution, following the racial unrest sparked by George Floyd's death in 2020. Now, earlier this week, the Texas House Higher Education Committee heard testimony on Senate Bill 17, which would prohibit public universities from establishing a DEI office, using DEI criteria in their hiring practices, or requiring employees or prospective employees to attend DEI trainings. Although the issue is one of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's legislative priorities, the House committee has so far left Senate Bill 17 pending. You can check out the details of these stories and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Michael Quinn Sullivan, Aaron Anderson, and myself. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. Filling in for Michael Quinn Sullivan, I'm Brandon Waltons. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.